Again, hello everyone. Today we start our call on 18th of May. We have received several apologies from Peter Van Hosten, Ben Fuller, who's our liaison to the GNSL Council and translated on the GNSL Council call. Nigel will have to leave early, and Margarita, unfortunately, could not join us today. So next agenda items, as you probably noticed, minutes from our last meeting we published, and we haven't received any comments, so they are available online. Action items from the last meeting, what we decided to, So we have circulated the draft of travel slots, so that's completed. I've summarized the questions to the CCWG IG, the Group on Internet Governance, sent to Yang Kam so that she could share them with the group and prepare a response. Then we have drafted the letter to ICANN board, discussed with we discussed the last time. I reached out to ALAC chair Alan Greenberg and asked about his position on the fact that they have WAFA on the council. And we have her as a liaison, so they have no problem with that. So I'm very happy to tell you that they are perfectly fine with the current situation, and which means that unless somebody else wants to object, but I think that Mark is a very good liaison so far, so there's no need to change her, which is a good news. So next, what else we have? We're still working on the table for in which we could clearly see what items we need to include in our council meetings every month. So it's still in progress. We're also working on updating Wiki according to the current situation, and GRC is also working on the guidelines, on, updating the guideline on council role and responsibility. And the publishing of the issue report is still in progress. Bart, would you like to comment about the conference?
Not really. It's on my to-do list, and I need to sit down and write the public forum document to open it. So I'll do it this week.
Okay. Good. Probably we could set a deadline here. This week, or probably 24. Next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So now we have a deadline and update Wiki, the council Wiki. Okay, so that's about the action items from the last meeting. Next agenda item is the overview of inter-meeting council decisions. We adopted the letter to ICANN Board of Directors on RDS who is to review. We also submitted our comments on travel funding. No feedback on that yet. We have appointed Jordan Carter as our co-chair to the CCWG accountability. We issued two calls for volunteer, actually. One is to replace Matthew Vale as a member on CCWG accountability, and another one is to again replace him on the CCWG auction proceed. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We have discussed next steps on EPSRP. I think we'll have an update a little bit later. We worked on the draft FAQ that we have submitted to the GAC. So that's the first draft. Unfortunately, I haven't received any proposals for disclaimer or any other improvement, but we submitted the current version. Thank you very much to Debbie and Hero. We proposed three more questions. So now we're waiting for the next steps and next iteration. So that's about what we've done in the meantime. And now we're moving to the next agenda item number four, and we'll start with 4.1. So here, it's about the approval action process. So we need to update you on that. As you've probably seen, we've sent you information. And here now on your screens, you see, now you see the general overview of the process. This is something prepared by the Guidelines Review Committee. You received it, sent it on Monday. So you have this one, and you have Gantt chart, which are a more in-depth analysis of the timeline. And today we need to discuss very important issues regarding this one. So I'll start by explaining the process so that it'll be easier for you to follow. So the whole thing starts with the moment when ICANN board adopts an approval action. So they propose something and they publish it for public comment. And 40 days public comment period starts. At that point, when we learn about this event, the Secretariat creates archive records on the CCNSO website and Wiki. And the CCNSO Council informs the community about this event so that if anybody wants, they can propose comment on this approval action. There are three types of approval actions. Well, three things that can qualify as approval action. Of course, I think that at this point, the CCNSO also can come up with a comment if this issue is really very concerning for us. But technically, which is most important, is we inform the community about the situation and about the next step. So after the end of 40 days public comment period, ICANN staff reviews all the comments and prepares a report, which they submit to the board of directors. And then the board of directors, they decide whether to move with the initial proposal or they can tweak their resolution. The moment when they decide on the approval action, they submit information to the Empowered Community Administration. And here, EC Administration can direct ICANN Board to first organize a community teleconference call, but this is optional. When they request, and then within 30 days, I think they have to have this telecall. As you can see, this is an optional step. They can direct ICANN to organize community forum. Community forum can be organized as a face-to-face meeting, the ICANN meeting, or as a telecall. They don't have some specified no timeline for that. After the end of this community and the community forum, the community forum, and during community forum, during community forum, CCTLDs or anyone actually, any member of the community may ask questions during community forum, and then after the end of for example, if a community forum is held during ICANN meeting, after when the ICANN meeting is over, the end of the ICANN meeting, 21-day period starts, and during this 21-day period, we have to decide, the Digital Council has to decide, first, either to support this action, reject the action, or we're just neutral, we don't care. The problem here is that the 21-day period is, it's in the bylaws, we cannot change that. But it is too short if we want to go through our pull-up procedure, which is, according to our CC and FSO rules, the rules of the CC and FSO, which were adopted in 2004, according to the rules, any decision of the CC and FSO Council may be questioned by the community, and if 10% of our members request, then all CC and FSO members vote on this decision. Currently, 10% of our members is 17. Then we need to organize voting, and we need at least 50% of the members to vote. It's quorum. And 14 days, we need at least 14 days for, to allow at least 14 days for voting. If we do not get a quorum, if we do not get the 50% of our members to vote, and I'm pretty sure that 50%, we will not get 50% of the votes, it means that we need to run a second round of voting, and then it doesn't matter how many, we do not need quorum, we just decide on the majority of the votes we receive. So that's the case. Therefore, when we realize that we do not have time for all the process to make sure that we can come up with a decision, and if we do not come up with a decision, then in this case, CCNSO will be just neutral. We will not support. We won't support neither. We reject the action. Therefore, the GRC proposes two alternatives for this voting. And these alternatives were presented, they are in the draft guideline that we sent to you. So if there are two options. One option is that we listen to the community, and then we take a decision, or we take decision early in the process, allow members to object, and apparently run can have time only for one round of voting, and if and most probably we won't get 50% of votes. Then we'll just be neutral, which might mean that quite often we are, maybe if Sickness of Council does not listen to the community, we might end being neutral or not being able to come up with a decision quite often. So proposal here is probably the most supported proposal here is that CCNSO Council really listens very closely to the community and takes into account community's opinion and then comes up with the decision. So that's a very, very rough overview. I hope you had time to read the draft guideline and hear if you can... If there are any questions, or Stephen, maybe you want to say something, Bart, maybe you want to add something you both on the Guidelines Review Committee. Yeah, okay, Stephen.
Good morning, Katrina. Now, you summed it up quite nicely. And I just want to alert everybody that we are having a community forum on Tuesday morning in Johannesburg at the early hour of 8 a.m. Encourage everyone and participate. I had a chat with Chris the other day and told him he had to get his sales pitch going to convince the community that we should abide by his request for the bylaw change. So it should be an interesting morning. I encourage everyone to come and sit in on it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Anyone would like to say anything, ask, or comment, or propose? Bart, please.
Maybe just for, say, as a little bit of background, why the two, in addition to what Katrina said, say in the past, and that's for your, for the council, in the past, the council had to deal with the risk of community requests for ratification of decisions as well. That's why, say, in the past, the council organized these extensive consultations prior to their meeting on, for example, the CWG stewardship proposals and the CCWG, proposals. And in both scenarios, it is envisioned. The only difference is in the, say, where you have no, where the rules do, where the council or the guidelines explicitly say that the rules do not apply, there is a mandatory consultation, which might be very difficult in some circumstances. And in the other one, it is almost a mandatory. It is expected but not mandatory, to use language from one of the ICANN documents. So it's, say, probably the way the GRC looked at it is the combination of consultation of the community and then a council decision, which is the real strength of say, the decision-making process. But to be on the safe side, yeah, in one case you do not want the community to ask for a ratification, and in the other case you do. That's, again, another way of explaining the differences. But thank you.
Thank you very much, Bart. Byron, I saw your hand up, and now you've changed your mind.
Well, maybe if I could just ask a quick question. Sorry, it was one regarding what Stephen was saying. And when I pressed mute, I actually disconnected myself. So it's in regards to what Stephen had said, and in fact, the document that that he wrote, which thank you for that, Stephen. I was just curious in terms of the comments you made about the challenges about the authority between ICANN and the empowered community and the scheduling challenges, et cetera, as a result of, you know, ICANN 2.0 versus 3.0 bylaws. do you have a sense, where are we going with that? Is that going to get fixed, in your opinion, or how is that discussion proceeding so that the empowered community can have the space and the voice that it needs? Thanks.
Byron, you know how to push my buttons.
In 30 seconds or less, Stephen.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering how it's going. What's your take on that? Is there a solution in sight, or what do you think?
I'm reaching for my blood pressure medication as we speak. I had what I would describe as somewhat unsatisfactory talks with several board members in Madrid last week about this very topic. The problem, in my view, is the meeting formats are designed for ICANN 2.0, and we're now at ICANN 3.0. And no, I don't see a nice solution going forward. I think we're going to have considerable further discussion with ICANN about the scheduling. I personally find the fact that we've got this meeting public forum scheduled for Tuesday rather than Monday and scheduled for 8 a.m. while people are having breakfast before the meeting even begins, most unsatisfactory. I have swallowed it. I will live with it for this one around, but going forward, particularly when we get into more contentious discussions, such as a rejection petition as opposed to an approval petition, it's not going to work. And this is a real problem. And I really seriously believe that the meeting format needs to be, the ABC formats need to be revisited for ICANN 3.0. Because we're going to have community forums probably at 2 out of 3 meetings, is my guess, on a semi-regular basis. So that's where that stands. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Other questions? Okay, if not, this ECA update. Stephen, have you already proposed your update at us on ECA, or you want to say something specifically about ECA?
We're at 4.2. Yeah, actually I have in my hand correspondence from both the ALAC and the GNSO nominating their board members, which I am going to be sending off to John Jeffrey later today. I'm awaiting a similar document from somebody on this call with regards to the CCNSO board seat 11. So whenever I get that, I will send that along as well, because I had been anointed by my colleagues on the ECA to do the paperwork shuffle on these board nominations. So that's where we are with that. It's actually kind of a historic moment. It's the first time entire communities actually said, yeah, here are our board members. Take them. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay, thank you. So if there are no objections from the council, I don't expect, because we have already elected or nominated Chris as our board member for seat 11. And, yeah, okay, just right after the call, we will send an official information to the EC so that you can process and submit it further.
That would be great. I don't know if CCNSO is letterhead. I do know that both the GNSO and ALAC have letterhead, which I did not know.
Well, no problem. We can design one and have it just, we'll have the most beautiful letterhead ever. Yeah, okay. Okay, we'll have it. So thank you. This is the current version template where we can put the name of our nominee and actually when they're taking their seat. Okay, we're going to send it. Thank you, Stephen. And let's move forward. It's about question we received from CCWG. We have received the SOSC accountability report. The guidelines review committee looked at the suggestion by this workstream to working party on SOAC accountability, and we haven't found any issues with that. So in fact, the suggestion from the GRC is that the CCNSO Council support this direction of travel expressed in the document by the CCWG. So What is your opinion? What do you think about this? Would you support that we as a CCSL Council support and write the send back our full support to the report? Or, yeah, Byron.
So I probably don't have an issue with it per se, but just to be devil's advocate, I mean, the recommendations they make to continue on with are really threefold, and two of them, in the report itself, it actually questions the merit of them, the practical merit of going forward with them, right? The Mutual Accountability Roundtable, and whether the IRP process should be applied to SONAC. And the CCWG itself says the Mutual Accountability Roundtable may be a significant challenge to actually put into operation. And I think that that's probably a reasonable understanding of how it would work. I mean, can you imagine if we were sitting at a round table, we as the CCA community, sitting at a round table with the GNSO community, and we are essentially being told by them how to operate or conduct ourselves, and vice versa. I don't see how that would likely create positive outcomes. Maybe I'm just not steeped enough in it yet, but when I think about it, I think that may be a real challenge. And they've articulated that themselves. And then on the other one, the IRP process, the CCWG itself says it's extremely complex and costly and time-consuming, et cetera, and not, may not be applicable or easily applicable to the SONAC, which I would tend to agree, at least on initial thinking about it. So the path of travel includes those two things, and while I'm certainly not adverse to, I guess, further and deeper understanding of how they might work in this, in our environment, I'm concerned a little bit that they've already said they're probably a challenge, and yet they're going to spend a lot more time and effort examining them. So while I wouldn't not support this, I just do raise it as a cautionary note that we seem to be embarking on a path where even the CCWG itself has a sense that the conclusions are foregone already. I wonder if anybody else has that concern and whether we should even flag it. And like I say, I'm not adverse to support, but we should flag it in some way, shape, or form as a concern. I just wonder if there's any other.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Or anybody shares my concern. Okay.
Yeah, well, I see in chat window, Stephen also believes that there's no positive outcome from that. Yeah, okay, so now we can probably work on the draft distributed to the council, in which we express general support for this report and just, raise a couple of concerns that we might have. Okay, with that. Okay, we'll prepare a draft. Next is about the CAC charter review. Again, as you remember, we've discussed it several times, but we need to move forward. Currently, we're waiting for response from the RISG, and now we need to have this draft team. They will not do the actual review. They will draft the terms for the review. And for that, we need a small team, well, preferably not more than three members from our side. And we also have CSC members as advisors. So, yeah, currently we reached out to Martin Boyle and Martin Simon. Unfortunately, Martin could not join this drafting team, but Martin, it's not clear yet, so hopefully he can join. Why we asked these two people, because they were involved in the development of the concept of the CSC, but probably they could contribute more. And yeah, it would be nice somebody from the council to step forward and participate in this team. Byron is out of question now, because he will be as an advisor already, but others would be really good if you could consider applying for this job. So we're waiting for your small commitments. So, any questions on that? Yeah, Byron?
Hi, just to put a shameless plug in for this, obviously as the chair of the CSC, it's important to the CSC itself and certainly me from the CCNSO's perspective to have people here take a good look at this issue. As you'll hear in my report going forward, I think it's going well, but I think it's also very important that we as a community make sure we're getting exactly what we need from the CSC and by extension the performance and behavior of PTI. And I would encourage people to think seriously about participating in this review. I don't expect it to be a huge amount of work, but I think it is definitely very important work. IANA is, you know, a critical resource for us all, and I think it behooves us all to pay close attention and make sure we're getting exactly what we want from it, and by extension, we're getting what we need from the CSC. So I encourage anybody who's interested in this topic to please seriously consider participating in it. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much. Please know that currently we're not seeking for volunteers for review itself, but for a draft team that would prepare terms and parameters for the review. After when these terms are prepared, after that we will have another call for volunteers for the actual review. Currently, we need people who will prepare everything for this review to run as smoothly as possible. So please apply. Okay, let's move forward. If there are no other questions, EPSRP update. As already mentioned during the interim decisions. The council. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Hiro and Vafa for agreeing to be on this working part of the drafting team from the season. So, fine. We had our first call, but we decided discussed our strategy for how to move forward, how to ensure that we come up with mutually acceptable solution with ESSAC. ESSAC hasn't appointed the two people yet. Oh, they have one, but they're still looking for second one. So they also expect to have two people. I think we almost finalized the draft for description of work as soon as they have their people appointed. They will also have a look at the description of work, and when we agree on that, then we move forward. Currently, proposal is either we write the first draft, or both sides write their draft and exchange them and see how to find the common grounds for a common position. We're waiting for next move from ESSAC. So next is our PDP process, and apparently it will stay on our agenda for some time, several years at least. Today we have to appoint volunteers. The call for the working group closed. And, well, I'm happy to say that I see many really good active people on this list. I must say that I have some doubts about few of them, but most of these people are really very well known and very, very active, so I'm really glad to see such a strong team. Yes, please note that if the person is not directly related to CCT, then we have support from CCT of the manager. These people all are strong and valid candidates for the group. And today we need to decide whether we appoint them to this working group. And once they have their chair selected, I hope that at least we will urge the chair to make sure that all these people really participate in the work and contribute to PDP. So you see draft decision in front of you. May I ask for removal? Oh no, this is not a resolution. This is a decision. Oh, this is a resolution. I always mix them. Decision, resolution. I think this must be a resolution, no? Bart, you know all the legal parts. This is draft resolution. It's a draft resolution.
It is a draft resolution, and it contains one decision. It has the background and decision. Sometimes the resolution contains more than one decision. That's why. So it's a draft resolution.
Okay, it's very complicated. Draft resolution. Then we need somebody to move it. Anyone want? Yeah, Alejandro moved it. Any seconders?
I'll second it, Byron.
Thank you, Byron. So, are there any questions, any comments, anything? No? In that case, may I ask you for a vote? Who? First, I hope we're still 4-8. Yeah, looks
yes,
like
we are.
Yeah, very good. So we can decide. Anyone against? Anyone abstaining? Not so. Everybody is in favor. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. So there we have a very strong team, and let's move forward with that. So next one is agenda item number 9, it's the extension of the CCWG accountability mandate. We have received a letter from the CCWG accountability co-chairs. Now we have another co-chair, as you know. And they would welcome approval or support of the CCNSO to extend the mandate of this cross-community working group prior to the finalization of the ICANN financial year 18 budget. As you know, we also have issued a call for volunteers to replace Matthew as a member on the CCWG, and I must tell you that we have received none, no applications whatsoever. And after talking to Jordan, apparently this will be one of the topics that we're going to discuss during our accountability session in Johannesburg. So we'll have, after that session, we'll have a council meeting. So I suggest that we decide during our face-to-face meeting in Johannesburg. But I must tell you that we're facing a broader problem here. It's an apparent lack of qualified volunteers. That's why I stress several times that I'm really happy to see a strong team for our PDP working group. But we haven't received any application to replace Matthew on this accountability working group. Well, on one hand, I can understand that because it's almost over. And shouldn't jump on the train at the last moment. It's more or less understandable. But there is, for example, another specific review initiated by ICANN. It's an ATRT3 review. We will be asked to nominate one to seven candidates. Currently, there's only one person who seeks nomination endorsement from the CSUN. So it's Benny.
Katrina, we can't hear you.
Okay, that was a nice announcement. Okay, back. It was Tim. That is a problem. Another thing, as I already mentioned, we have to replace Matthew as a member on CCWG on auction proceeds. As you remember, first CC NSO decided not to participate. Then we, some people initiated, well, proposed to reconsider this. We applied. We changed our mind and said, yes, okay, we will participate. And we had three members in this group. Ching, who's currently our co-chair. Peter and Matthew. Matthew stepped down. Now we're asking for volunteers. Guess how many applications we received? None. And please note that, unfortunately, Ching's term ends in Abu Dhabi, if I'm not mistaken. So we will have only one member. And if now CSUN has to say, okay, sorry, we're off the train again, really does not add any credibility to our position. So I believe that those who supported our participation in this this cross-community working group had some specific people in mind, those who would be interested to participate. So now is the time when you should really encourage these people to step forward, because we need to replace Matthew on this cross-community working group. So, but the overall concern here is that it's a problem, and we need to discuss this at some point, because currently we don't have many volunteers. Fill in all the positions. Yes, Ching, please.
Thank you. So can you hear me? So Katrina, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, thank you very much. So I'd like to just echo what you said. The working group, the CCWG auction proceeds, is just about to enter a more comprehensive review on the mechanism as well as the scope in terms of how the fund to be use and also how to actually govern the use of the fund. So I think the work we're just really get our views and putting through much time on the exercising on thoughts and making sure that people actually participating. So I think the working group has created good dynamics, and we just need more people to make contribution to it. We're just talking about the fund size of 200 plus million this particular fund for the benefit of the community. So definitely wish we have members who can to be able to step in. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ching. Yeah, so just to summarize, we'll have a discussion about CCWG accountability in Johannesburg, and I propose that we take a decision during our face-to-face meeting, or we're going to proceed with a CCWG accountability mandate. And yes, please think what to do with the problem with volunteers. Okay, let's move forward. It's agenda item number 10. It's about the meeting agenda there. So, may I ask Alejandra to update us on?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Katrina. So you are seeing on your screens now, it's the general block schedule of the ICANN meeting with the highlights of what is, most interesting for us in this session. On the first day, on Sunday, we have a prep session that we started holding with the chairs and the moderators on our sessions, and it was well received, so we are doing it again. On Monday, there's all the working group sessions, also the BNSF workshop, and the tech day. We can see also the cross-community sessions that will be held there from Block 4 and Block 5. And at the end of that day, we have a joint session with the GNSO Council in the form of a cocktail. On Tuesday, as was already mentioned, there's a community forum starting really early, and after that we start our meeting day. At the end of the day we will have our cocktail. Then on Wednesday, our second meeting day and first community sessions organized mainly by us. I will talk a little bit more about this later. And on Thursday, it's our council meeting face-to-face on Block 1 at 9 in the morning. And then some working group sessions and the last two cross-community sessions. I will send these materials through the mailing list so you can have a look at them more details. And we please go to the other document, the agenda, please. Thank you, Kim. So in front of you is the current draft of the meeting. There are some highlights that need to be addressed. One is that the working group updates was split in several blocks. So they are in blue rectangles on Tuesday. So you can see them there. We will have the cross-community working groups in one session, then some working group updates in another session, and lastly, the GRC and PDP in another session. This is remembering that this is a policy forum, so it should be one of our main works. Also, due to the lack of time, thanks to the cross-community sessions, we won't have the regional organizations updates or the legal and marketing sessions. And also we will have a session as decision participants as a main topic also in this meeting. Moving on the agenda on Tuesday, after lunch, we will have a session with the GAC. So it's worth noting it that we will change rooms then. And also on green, you will find with a star the cross-community sessions that are organized or were proposed by the CCNSO. As an interesting news regarding the ICANN planning team call we had on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, other ISOs and ACs want to get involved in the planning of the cross-community topics, regardless of whom submitted them. And in particular, there is an interest from the GNSO and the GAC on the GDPR cross-community session that will be on Tuesday. And the chairs of those cross-community sessions have been already notified about this, and there is now a small planning team for every cross-community session, so every community member gets a say on how it is planned and what will be discussed. So it will be interesting. Next on Wednesday is the session that I mentioned before, that is the CCNSO as a decisional participant. This was firstly submitted as a cross-community session, but the general ICANN community was not very interested in the topic, so we decided as the CCNSO to have it as our own session, and everyone is invited to join us. But not longer as a cross-community block schedule. We will have the CCPLD news session, and we had space for three presentations, and we got three proposals, and they are right there on the block on 215. It's .eu, .cn, and .rs. And lastly, the two other cross-community sessions submitted by us. It's the operational side of ICANN, Ops, Plan, and Budget, and who sets ICANN's priorities. So the GAC was very, very much interested in participating in these cross-community sessions so much that they decided to change their draft communique some other time after the meeting so they can join these sessions. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to let me know. That's it from my side.
Thank you very much, Alejandra. Any comments, questions, Alejandra? Not then. Somebody from the Secretariat could comment on working group meetings.
This is Bai.
Yes,
for Bai. That purpose. So the working group meetings are scheduled for, I think it's the Monday, starting with the SOP, then the GRC, I believe. Then we have the council prep meeting, and in the afternoon there is cross community. It starts with TLD ops early morning. So, and then the PDP working group will meet on Thursday at during block two. So that's the working group meetings in Johannesburg. So they have been scheduled, and the chairs have been informed accordingly.
Thank you very much. And so as you see, we have prep meeting on Monday. We have a face-to-face meeting on Wednesday. Thursday morning, and during block one. Stephen and Sojin are still meeting, Alexander already mentioned, cocktail style. And we also have a meeting with the GAC. We need to think about topics we would like to discuss. Well, most probably, it's again, use of country and territory names. It's a progress on the PDP. I don't know if there's much to discuss, but I'm sure that GAC would want to learn about that. So if you have any other ideas what to discuss, what to include what to discuss during this meeting, so please share your views on the mailing list. Okay, so let's move forward. CSC and RZERC updates. RZERC, there's not much, nothing much happened since previous council meeting. We have an update submitted by Peter. Byron, would you like to say anything about CSC? You already mentioned something, but if there's something you still want to say.
I'll just add a comment that I think the CSC right now has really established its regular cadence, its monthly meetings. We've settled down to, you know, I would say a fairly structured and repeatable and consistent tempo and meeting itself. So as far as how the CSC is working, I believe it's going quite well at this point. And IANA is being open and forthwith and responsive to comments we make. There's a little work to be done in terms of some regular reporting issues that they have in terms of being outside the bounds of the specific SLAs, but they're understood, they're reasonable, and they're working on a path forward to correct them. And of the of all of the metrics overseen by the SLA, we're only talking one or two, and we have a path forward on those. So I guess the long and the short of it is, so far, so good.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Byron, if I could ask you a quick question. Are you guys focusing at all or getting any input back from IANA with regards to their implementation of the framework of interpretation into their day-to-day policy? Thank you.
No, we have not. Our focus really is on the 68 metrics covered in the SLE. So in the early days, that's really what we've been focused on. And then the next upcoming things for us are the survey in terms of how the community is viewing the performance of PTI, and, of course, the upcoming SLE review. Those have really been the focus of our attention, and FOI has not been at this point at all.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
Thanks for that.
Yep, okay, thank you. So let's move forward to other updates. Chair update, I think I'm covered almost everything now. Vice chair updates, any updates from Byron and Demi? Or maybe somebody of you would like to share your views after the our conversation with the ICOM CEO. Some feedback on that? Martin, Vinny? No? Okay, any updates from councillors? no regional organizations. So we have Barak. He's writing something in the chat window, so hopefully we'll have an update. Leonid, any update from you? No? Okay. Secretariat?
No, thank you, Katrina.
Okay. Then let's move forward. So we just heard the update from Program Working Group, and here I'd like to thank Alejandra for all her patience and incredible patience and well, to sail all this our ship through all the planning hassle with the Dyson. It's really very complicated thing. So thanks very much for doing that. GRC update, as I already mentioned, the GRC has prepared the draft for approval action guideline. This is something that this week we will send to the community so that everybody could read and learn more about our proposal and express their views. Again, we're still working on the council election document. We're still working on roles and responsibilities of the council and a few other documents, actually. But currently we're focusing on the approval action because this needs to be adopted in Johannesburg, the latest. Written update from SLP TLD. King, you already stressed the importance and the work of the open proceed. Anything else you'd like to add?
Probably just, actually 2 points here. Firstly is that we'll be sending to the CTNSO Council regarding the actual the work plan down the road, because the last few months we've been working on running through the initial response to the this CCWGAP charter questions. So the group has some general thoughts on the, on the mechanism and also on the scope of the work. But the actual working plan will be sending out shortly after this call. So that's one. And number two is that we've been carefully drafting a response to a board letter, sent by Dr. Crocker. And the letter was, we spent 2+ months on this and a couple calls, and then we finished that, and this will be sent out as well in the next few days. Basically, the letter is about thanking the board, for their kind of guidance and have the liaison to the working group. And specifically is on there's a couple kind of numbers that we share right in the beginning. For example, the administration costs for running this fund. The board actually says it should not exceed 5%, and the working group in its response was saying that we should still look at the real condition and then to decide whether this 5% is a kind of a real number that we should follow. So that's a particular point. And other than that, I think we've been very much emphasizing on making sure that those who participated in designing the mechanism kind of separating from those who will be applying or receiving the funds. So we'll be very cautious on that. So let me probably stop here. I'll be happy to answer questions here or through mail. So thanks.
Yes, thank you very much. Any questions? Nope. So we have other updates, recent updates. So, next week, so it's Thursday, block one in Johannesburg. Please don't forget also about the prep meeting on Monday. Then in July and then in September, and there are several things that we need to do in between. Any other business? Yes, Stephen.
I put out on the council list a few days back a monthly summary of Empowered Community Administration activities, and I was just looking for feedback from everyone, if they're happy with it, if that's that I should be putting on that. If it's not there, let me know one way or the other on that. I anticipate going forward that that will be a monthly document that will be produced and distributed, and if there's suggestions for improvement, I'm happy to take them on board. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Yeah, Debbie thought it was useful. I thought it was useful too. Any other comments? Any other anything you'd like to bring up? No? Okay, if not, then, apparently, that's it for today. Only 8 minutes past the hour, we're improving. So thank you very much for being the call, and thank you for participating here and on the mailing list. Yes, please be more active. Your feedback, your contributions are really appreciated and very much needed. So thank you very much, and we'll see you in Johannesburg, and definitely we'll send you more emails. So we'll keep bombarding you with emails on the mailing list. So thank you very much, and have a good day.